Elevated concentrations of lead are being found in school districts across New York. In the capital region, traces were recently discovered in Scotia, Bethlehem, Voorheesville, and others. Last spring, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed into law a measure that requires public school districts to test for lead by October 31st. Peter Awanowitz, Executive Director of Environmental Advocates of New York, helped craft the lead legislation.
So we work really hard with the sponsors to ensure a couple of different things. One, that there was an action level. We just didn't want to leave it up to regulators to sort of pick a number. We wanted to put it towards the best science. And right now, EPA's science level says that 15 parts per billion is the threshold where you have the action. Many of us are arguing that it should be lower, but at least we have a good standard in law. The second thing is we wanted to make sure that school districts had the wherewithal to remediate, to fix the problem. Budgets are really stretched. Anybody that has kids in school, you see school budgets, you know everything is very, very tight. So we wanted to make sure that state law would allow for the cost recovery, not only the testing, but the remediation. So those are things that environmental advocates really push with the sponsors, and we're glad to see in the final law so that we can actually, one, have a good testing program, and two, a good cleanup program.
A lot of this lead contamination is being traced to these lead fixtures in faucets and drinking fountains. And is that in any way due to the age of the fixture? What's the correlation there?
Well, certainly the age. I mean, it's going to be shocking for your listeners to hear this, but we allowed lead to be used in fixtures where kids were drinking from water fountains in schools, and it's only been banned recently. So part of it is just those older fixtures that do have lead in it. Shocking that we've known this being a problem for decades, yet we've allowed it. But what's really interesting about some of the reports that have come out from school districts in my town, Bethlehem, where my kids go to school, one of the newest elementary schools actually has a drinking fountain that had the highest recorded level of all the schools. This school opened in 2008. So you would think, well, it's a factor of just being old schools, pipes from decades and decades ago. But these fixtures were still allowed until recently. So, you know, that's the really important thing, is to have all the fountains tested, regardless of the age, regardless of the age of the building.
And then when are we expected to know more about the numbers around the state? When can we know exactly all of the school districts that have seen this lead contamination?
So a report on the statewide situation is due to be submitted by December 1st. So towards the end of this year, we'll have a robust picture as to all the testing that's gone on in public schools this fall. They're reporting that to the legislature, so the public will have access and have an understanding of how pervasive the problem is, what levels of lead have been found, and then have a better understanding, is it just the fixtures in the school, or do we have more systemic problems with the piping in the communities where we see the levels?
Now, does this mean if these fixtures are being found in schools, could they also be found in homes?
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, listeners should really go to the State Department of Health's website or EPA's website. It's a simple Google search. I did a little bit to prepare for this last night, and I can tell you just with a couple of different types into a web browser, you can find lots of detailed information about what you should do in terms of testing your own home water and whether or not you should be filtering your water. Because I work in this field, in this space, and I live in a house that's about 100 years old, we drink water that's filtered in my home in Bethlehem, even though I have, you know, faith that the water is clean. You know, I still filter it because I just don't know about the age of the pipes.
And those who have municipal water, municipalities are required to test for lead, correct?
Yes, that's one of the issues that they do test for and monitor for. That's why we, you know, had a situation that erupted, you know, earlier this year in Flint, Michigan, because they were testing for it.
Now, how did EA get involved in this entire thing when looking at the lead? Obviously, the Flint crisis raised the red flag, and a lot of people paid attention to that. But how did EA originally get involved with crafting this particular legislation that we previously talked about?
Well, I think it was a combination of a couple of different things. There was a big case in Ithaca City schools and school districts around the city of Ithaca where they found alarmingly high levels of lead. We talk about an action level of 15 parts per billion of lead. They were finding 5,000 parts per billion in some of the samples they took out there. And there was a big report that hit the press earlier this year. Legislators started to work on it. So environmental advocates, we track all legislation in New York, saw this sort of moving. But at the same time, we got deeply involved in another water crisis that's hit this area. That's the chemical PFOA that's been found in heavy concentrations in Hoosick Falls. And when we started to work with the community there, we had to, you know, also ramp up our internal program to understand what else is going on with water quality. I mean, people have, in our eyes, a right to drink water that's not going to make them sick or kill them. So we started to look at a bunch of different areas, and this lead issue sort of then arose from that at the same time.
And speaking of the PFOA and its sister chemical, PFOS, is EA working on anything, any legislation to require municipalities to test for those chemicals?
We're going to be working on a host of different bills this coming legislative session. We have to see what happens in the election and sort of where things, you know, shake out with the Senate, the Assembly, for working with the legislators as they come back. But we are going to be pushing a number of different measures that looks at the whole issue of there's 80,000 some odd chemicals out there right now in industry that are being used today. And we don't really have a good handle on what they might do down the line public health wise. They're loosely sort of defined as unregulated. And PFOA was one of those sort of unregulated chemicals until recently. So we're going to be looking to advance legislation that would change what we think is a systemic failure of allowing lead in fixtures where kids are going to school, chemical companies to be located hundreds of feet away from water intake wells for public systems like in Hoosick Falls. I mean, we have a broken system of just sort of allowing benignly chemicals to be used without an understanding of how they can get into humans and make people sick or kill them.